97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
On the phone with us this weekend, Kate Rubicek. She is a, it's not reality anymore. It's unscripted. She's an award-winning producer, director, and editor of nonfiction programming. That's the term I was looking for. Kate, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So your documentary, is it coming out soon or is it already out?
It's just out now.
Okay, yeah. So it's called Gotaways, The Hidden Border Crisis. And we'll just start with that. Just give us an overview of what Gotaways, The Hidden Border Crisis is.
So I think most Americans, we know that there is the border's open. We know that illegal immigrants are just coming on through. But there's terms like gotaways that border authorities, they know. They use this all the time. But we don't know it. We see on the media the give-ups, the people who come across, usually women and children, and they give themselves to border authorities because they think they're going to be able to get in, and oftentimes they do. But the people who have a criminal record who know they won't be able to get in and will be likely pushed back or put through into difficulty, more difficulty than others, right? They're the gotaways. They're the ones who come through undetected. They're evading Border Patrol. They're not giving themselves up. They often have a criminal record. Sometimes they're involved in all types of criminal activities. They're the gotaways that we never see on the media, and that's what this documentary shows you. It's something that's never been shown before.
So, Kay, a lot of the numbers that we see about border encounters and things and illegal immigration numbers, the gotaways are really the biggest problem within that, is what I hear you saying.
Yeah, that's right. There's groups of people coming through illegally, but we got to look a bit more closely at it because we're seeing they're coming through all over the country. So yeah, the gotaways, 1.7 million that we know of in the last 2 years under the current administration. There's a lot more that haven't been accounted for, but they're the ones that we know of. They're the ones that are evading Border Patrol. And when we see crimes going up in our cities by illegal immigrants, it's most likely these gotaways that are coming through that are causing that problem.
As you're doing this documentary, or as you have done it since it's done now, as you're exploring this topic of gotaways, because I like how focused this documentary is on that topic in particular, because there's a lot, we talk a lot about the border in general, but not about this specific topic. Is this a political problem? Is this something that the Biden administration could have fixed, or is this a problem for every administration?
I'll give you an example. We focus on one small town, which just gives you just the tip of the iceberg, but it takes you right there. And they have always had border issues forever, because they're on the border. They share a border with Mexico.
Right.
This is Kinney County, southern Texas. They used to see about 5 to 6 prosecutions a month for border crimes. Now they're seeing 500 to 600 a month, at the highest numbers. That's extreme. Now, that is under the current administration. They didn't see that before. So, something definitely could and should be done by this administration. That, of course, there's always been border issues, but under the current administration, it's gone to an absolute extreme.
Kay Rubicek is on the phone with us. She's an award-winning producer, director, and editor, and her new film is Gotaways, The Hidden Border Crisis. You've been working with the Epoch Times on this. Why did they want to? Why did the team want to approach this topic?
Well, Charlotte Cuthbertson is the director of this movie, and I was reporting with her on the border 2 years ago in 2021. And when I saw the access that she had, she basically moved there to do her reporting from there. The Epoch Times, sort of sent her there to say, "Well, we know this is an issue. Let's cover this." And she's been on more than 240 hours riding along with sheriffs, border authorities, getting access to ranchers who they don't always want their stories out there because their properties are wide open to these criminals and illegal immigrants coming right through their land and endangering their families. So she's been up close and personal. Basically, a production crew of one, in most cases, has been Charlotte, front seat, giving you you get this front row seat. Basically, it's like a cop show. You're riding along in the sheriff car, seeing illegal immigrants being picked up, chased, car chase, arrests, accidents, and Americans, American citizens, also being arrested because they're being lured to go and make, you know, quick money by the cartels and whoever else to bring across illegal immigrants. So they're involving in human smuggling. And we capture all of that on camera.
Kay, that sounds super fascinating, the movie in general. But this topic, this larger topic of the border, you know, there's a lot of, it seems as if we've been talking about this, especially on the radio here in talk radio land, for 2.5-3 years. And it's as if we keep saying the same thing. You know, it's the same story over and over because nobody's fixing it. But in the last couple weeks, you know, there's been the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. There's been the governor of Massachusetts, the new mayor of Chicago, although less so. They're addressing this problem. And all of a sudden, Democrats are talking about it. You know, do you see something maybe beginning to change now because of that?
Yes, I think there's a lot of things happening. There's movies like Sound of Freedom coming out, which is showing another side of human smuggling, and we're looking at human smuggling from, you know, the inside,
right,
in America in this movie. We need to be talking about, and I know, like you said, we have been talking about this for a long time, but we're looking at it on the surface. And for me, when I went to the border to report and I saw it the first time 2 years ago up close, and I saw the cartel members right in front of me, so blatant, like they're laughing. We had bright light cameras on them, you know, lights on them and cameras. They did not care, and they're bringing women and children, hundreds I saw in one night in one point in the river, in the Rio Grande River, southern Texas. And meanwhile, just down, you know, where we aren't shining the lights, there's, you know, other rafts coming across with possibly drugs, arms, and gotaways. So but when I saw it myself, it changed my perspective. You know, I thought I understood the border crisis. And you know, I do theoretically, and now we're seeing it in our homes, in our hometowns. But until you actually see what the people on the border have been experiencing for years, then it's still just talk. So that's why we wanted to make this movie, so that you can see it. And that way, when you talk about it, you can have a more, you know, hear me, I'm getting all kind of, you know, revved up about this because, you know, I've been there.
Yeah.
And in this movie, we take you there. I think people need to feel that. We need to start getting our words right about what types of people are coming in, who are the give-ups, who are the gotaways, how many. We've got to be asking the right questions. And that's when we just get more of a groundswell and say, we got to draw the line. We don't let criminals come into our homes. If you let them come into our country without going through the front door, then you're disrespecting our country. You're disrespecting our homes. It reflects on how our homes are being respected or disrespected. So I think we've got to be starting to push this now, but we need the right language and stories to tell. So, you know, that's kind of, this is a tool that we have to give to people.
Kay, you mentioned Sound of Freedom. What are your hopes for this movie? You know, this is a different topic, obviously, but they're related. What are your hopes that this movie can do for the subject of the border?
We need to understand, we need to value life, right? I made a movie a few years ago called Hard to Believe about the killing of innocent prisoners of conscience in China for the sale of their organs done by the state. So I've been looking into this issue of human smuggling, trafficking, body parts, all of that for a long time. So, you know, I wasn't shocked by any of the content in Sound of Freedom, but I was just so glad that people are starting to talk more about this, because it's really hard to look at these crimes. And this is, I guess, something I've been doing for a long time. And I'm glad that I can talk to more people about it now, because before, if I tried to say something, they'd say, oh, I don't know about that. Seems too hard to believe. But we need to realize that this is all these political, socialist type communist agendas that try to make us dehumanize each other is what leads to things like human trafficking, smuggling, treating children and other groups as non-humans. And that's what we really fundamentally, I think we've got to get back to basics, where we see each other as human beings, all created equal under God. That's my opinion. As opposed to, you know, there's an elite group that controls, make the rules, and they want to play God. And that's when we start to break down these structures that have been put in place to really control us, and we can get back to the fundamentals of what this country is made on, and what people of faith have, you know, that we are created with purpose and meaning. And I think that's something, I'm going kind of broad here, but really that's what I hope I see these movies leading to, that where we start to value ourselves more and each other.
Yeah, and see the reality of these issues, too, in a way that we maybe haven't yet. Kay, how do people see, you know, I'm sure people have heard of the Epic Times, but not Gotaways. How do people see Gotaways, the hidden border crisis?
So go to gotawaysfilm.com, gotawaysfilm.com, and you will be able to access it there. You can get, just for a couple bucks, you can get a trial subscription, and you'll get access to the movie.
Great. It's called Gotaways, the Hidden Border Crisis. Case, thanks so much for sharing this movie with everybody and sharing your time with us this weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.